And moving past the bottom of the hour, welcome back to SIP Northwest Live. I'm Brian Bushlack, broadcasting on the Radio Northwest Network from Bighamm Knoll in Jacksonville, Oregon, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 21st through the 27th. Visit theoregonwineexperience.com to pick up your tickets. And while you're here, you'll meet one of the legends in Southern Oregon wine, Steve Russell from Russell Prayer Rock. Great to catch up with him. Our friends at Wine Press Northwest naming Russell Prayer Rock as their Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year.
It was an unbelievable honor, and we were so very excited. I was invited to the award ceremony, and it was kind of almost embarrassing. I was like a celebrity there, and it was truly something great for our particular vineyard and winery, and also I think for the Umpqua Valley in general. Wine Press Northwest does a Oregon Winery of the Year, a Washington Winery of the Year, an Idaho Winery of the Year, and then they do the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year. What I think is noteworthy is that this year, Southern Oregon received the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year and also the Oregon Winery of the Year. There was an outfit called, not an outfit, but a winery called Danson Vineyards down in Southern Oregon that was named the Oregon Winery of the Year. So this is the first time that's happened, and I think it bodes well for the Southern Oregon wine region and begins to open up varietals that the state of Oregon is known for other than just Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris. That's typically more prevalent up in the Willamette Valley.
Well, Steve, it's no surprise to our listeners or to this show. We've been traveling the wine trails of Oregon, particularly Southern Oregon now, for the past 12 or 13 years, and we've seen the wine environment there, the wineries, the vineyards, everything has grown and improved so much over the last decade. So not a surprise to see Danson take the Oregon Winery of the Year and to see Russell Prayer Rock Vineyards take the Northwest Winery of the Year. Obviously, this really, I mean, not only puts Oregon on the map because it already was, but for Southern Oregon, I mean, this has got to make so many of you proud and really validate all the hard work you're doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I look back at the Umpqua Valley specifically, you know, there were the early pioneers, folks like Scott Henry and Philippe Giardet and Abicella, Earl Jones at Abicella. And they really established the groundwork here and did some groundbreaking work for the rest of us, which I consider to be in the second wave. So people like Russell, Prayer Rock Vineyards, Brandborg, Delfino, Misty Oaks, we all came in that second wave of folks that were just, you know, just passionate about winemaking in the Umpqua Valley. And then of late, we've got some new entries. I call them the new wave, people like Cooper Ridge. And of course, we have the Southern Oregon Wine Institute and some of the great things they're doing out there. So we've got our early pioneers, our second wave, and our new wave. And things are going really well down here in the Umpqua Valley.
Steve Russell joining us on SIP Northwest Live as we continue our celebration. And what an honor for Russell Prayer Rock Vineyards, the Northwest Winery of the Year, as voted on by our friends and colleagues at Wine Press Northwest. And, you know, I think of Hillcrest as well. I mean, this Southern Oregon thing, if you will. Hey, listen, when the pioneers first moved to Oregon, Southern Oregon was where the industry really started, right?
Yes, and you know, thanks for bringing that up because truly Richard Sommers at Hillcrest, who really started it all, I just forgot to mention him, but you know, there's no, you can't mention early pioneers without thinking of Richard. I did have the pleasure of meeting him personally and talking with him and learning a little bit from him. So he was a a really great individual and a pioneer. He had arrows in his back, I can tell you.
Well, we're going to talk much more about the Southern Oregon industry in just a second. Let's put that on pause, first of all. And I know our listeners are anxious to learn more about your vineyards and your winery. Kind of tell us your backstory, Steve. How did you get into the business in the first place?
Well, I was a businessman and owned a number of small marketing companies and cobbled them together and ended up merging them with a public company. And I was young enough that I had another chance at a career that I could invest the monies that I earned in my other businesses and something that I was passionate about. And luckily I had a great wife, my wife, Gloria, very, very supportive. So when I told her, I said, I just want to learn how to be a winemaker and I want to plant a vineyard. And what do you think? And she was so kind and said, look, let's follow your dream. And I want to support you in every way. So we moved from the East Coast. We lived about an hour south of Manhattan in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And we moved to San Francisco, and I took 1 year to do my studies and I actually thought I was going to buy property in California, but it took 1 year to search out what I felt was the best site on the West Coast to make world-class wine. And after that year, I found this, 200-acre parcel here, which I think can compare to any place in the world. So I'm largely self-taught. I had the pleasure of having as my consultant in the first year of winemaking was Joe Dobbs. And Joe is really super guy. It's a kind of an interesting story where he was telling me what his rates were for consulting. And all I really wanted was somebody that would meet with me once a month and taste through my wines. He didn't need to be on site during harvest, but wanted somebody that I could call and have answer any questions that I might not know the answers to. And so we met. His fees were pretty high, but he spotted I had a 911 Porsche. He spotted that out of the corner of his eye. And to make a long story short, I said, Joe, if you, I know you like that car. I said, why don't we do this? You give me a year of consulting and I will give you the Porsche 911 title. So we did that. And it was a great marriage for me. And I think he ended up pretty good too.
Yeah, I know Joe very well. And, there's always a soft spot in his heart for wine, but cars are right next to that. So you found his weakness. That's for sure. Steve Russell joining us on the phone from Russell Prayer Rock Vineyard. Obviously, everything you learned from Joe, you have put that and your own self-taught education to good work. You're also a great marketer, and your wines are fabulous. So this thing's coming together pretty good, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is. And, we feel really blessed by it. We have a very passionate and loving wine club that supports us. Almost all of our wine, probably 95%, is sold through wine club and through our visits, as I mentioned earlier. So that's kind of a good economic model where, our wine club is able to get, there's no middleman, and they're able to basically get discounts that they otherwise would not get. So that's worked out really well for us. We have kind of an interesting way of picking grapes here too, and kind of giving back to the community. And I don't know if you knew this or not, Brian, but all of our grapes are hand-picked. And by the way, all the wine that we make here is wine that is estate grown and produced. I've never purchased a grape from anybody. It's actually from vines that we planted, and that's kind of an important aspect to winemaking, is getting the right varietals on your site.
That's Steve Russell from Russell Prayer Rock joining us on SIP Northwest Live. And when we come back, we'll talk specifically about the Umpqua Valley, diverse in and of itself. So many amazing things happening here in Southern Oregon. And we'll spend more time with Steve Russell as SIP Northwest Live continues on location in Jacksonville, Oregon.